The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know what? I love a Christmas light display. Ever since I was a kid and I grew up in Melbourne, we would make a big trek out to this place called The Boulevard, which was in Ivanhoe.
Sounds super fancy.
It was. you'd park your car like a million miles away and then everyone would just walk slowly and pass all these houses that just, it seemed like every house had a bigger and better light display than the previous one.
And there's a lot of excitement in that as a kid, you know, looking out for the next house that's going to top, you know, the house you've just
seen. Pretty much.
We were talking Christmas lights on air yesterday morning, talking about our Christmas lights map, which you can sign up for if you have a display and you want people to see it. Head to powerfmballarat.com.au. But Dan Cook reached out to us on Facebook, sent us a message to tell us about his display, and we couldn't help but get him on the show to chat about it. He joins us now. Dan, how are you going this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. So 50,000 lights in your display this year, is that correct?
That's it. Just on 50,000 lights this year.
That is out of this world. And I bow down because I have started to dabble in decorating my house in lights in the last few years. And it's tricky. I know you, like it does take a little bit of time. When you're doing yours, do you have an idea in your mind of how you want it to look, or do you just go freestyle?
Yeah, no, we always have a bit of an idea locked in, but it never does go to plan, unfortunately. So it's a bit of freestyle put in there as well. But we have a plan that we work to, and we seem to pull it off each year, which is great.
50,000 lights. Are you reusing lights for, you know, year after year after year? And if that's the case, do they tangle as bad as earphones? And how do you go untangling those each year? Because it seems like a nightmare to me.
The tangling is 100% the worst part. No matter how I pack them away each year, how careful I am with putting them, every year I pull them out, they tie themselves in about 8,500 knots.
Yeah.
So you don't have any pro tips for packing that might solve this problem for anyone?
No. Anyone that has a pro tip or can do it, I believe, is a devil's child.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. How long have you been doing these light displays for?
About 28 years. So 28 years this year.
That's remarkable.
That
28
is impressive.
Years. Have they always been this big and elaborate, or did you sort of have like a small beginning that sort of ignited something inside of you?
Yeah, so we used to live outside of Ballarat down in Geelong, and it started with a strand of 200 fairy lights on the peak of our roof.
Yeah.
And then the neighbour across the road put up probably about 400, and it just went back and forth from there, and now we're sitting at 50,000.
So, it's a fun game. I know that game.
Like all beautiful Christmas traditions, it started with a bit of tit for tat with the neighbour across the road. So 50,000 lights, I imagine this is quite an expensive hobby.
Look, it is. You've just got to buy them at the right time. A good time to buy them is after Christmas when they're on sale.
Of course, Boxing Day.
You know, Bunnings have quite a few good sales leading up to Christmas, so their lights are marked down. So we just wait for that and buy them throughout the year when we can get them.
Do you have a spectacular centrepiece? Like some people have the 6-foot giant inflatable Santa. Do you have what have you got this year that's your big draw card?
So we've got two. We've got a 4.5-metre LED Christmas tree that sits in the front yard on the right-hand side.
4.5 metres?
Whoa.
That would be as high as your house, or higher, wouldn't it?
It is, yeah. It goes above the house. It's quite large.
Wow.
And then we have a large giant star, which is going up on the roof. Hopefully today, weather permitting, we're looking pretty good.
A giant star.
Where are you storing all of this stuff after Christmas? Or do you just leave it up
just
all year round?
Just a warehouse out of town.
No, we've a lot of it gets stored in our back garage. The giant stuff that doesn't come apart goes in there.
Yeah.
But everything else goes into a series of metal lock boxes and hidden and stored away in our other garage.
Yeah. Have you,
extraordinary.
Have you got kids, Dan?
Yes, I do. I've got two boys, 1-7 and 1-5, and the bug has bitten them as well.
Yeah, yep. Good.
Hubby house is decorated in their own set of LED lights.
Oh, I love it.
Well.
So a little miniature house display out the back. That's remarkable. A tradition going 28 years. We've seen pictures which look extraordinary, but I don't think they do it any justice. It's important to see it in person. Dan, where can we find your display?
We are at number 3 Leroy Street in Delacombe. Come past any time from 8:15 every night. And it's on 24 hours on Christmas night as well. So come past and have a look and say hello to Santa. He'll be there occasionally. COVID-safe Santa, of course, but handing out lollies.
Extraordinary.
Oh, I love it.
Good work, Dan. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with us and best of luck for future displays as well.
Fantastic, guys. Great to chat. Thank you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.